Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Google Podcasts, our podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, you can Spotify, Anchor, Overcast. Here we go. It's the Carson's Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. It's a beautiful day here in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the show. We are absolutely packed, NFL, NBA. So I want to start with this, all right? So, you know, I said this now for a little bit. I think the Kansas City Chiefs have found something. I think they laid down the blueprint. New England, the Patriots, a few back when Brady got his first start, superstar, laid down the blueprint. And I believe that it is smart to let a quarterback sit under a great quarterback for a year or two. Think about it. Mahomes sat under Alex Smith, great quarterback. Tom Brady sat under Drew Bledsoe, great quarterback. I'm just saying, I think that's the blueprint. I think we figured it out, and that's the blueprint. So, you know, if you look at a team like the Commanders or the Patriots or the Giants, someone, or the Falcons, someone that's going to draft a quarterback, those are the, you know, the Falcons, the Patriots, the Commanders, the Giants, all in the top 9 draft picks. They're going to get a quarterback. I mean, Arizona's not going to get a quarterback. If you look at the Chargers aren't going to get a quarterback. I doubt Tennessee gets a quarterback. I think I just think Atlanta, the Patriots, the Commanders, obviously the Bears, those are where at least 4 of the quarterbacks are going to go. So if you're a team like the Falcons or a team like the Patriots or a team like the Commanders, why not go out in free agency? The free agent market is great, okay? I mean, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, I mean, why not? The Raiders are going to get a quarterback. They're going to move off Jimmy Garoppolo. Why not get a – I mean, if you're the Falcons, we know what works in this league, right? Sitting under a year, letting the quarterback get snaps as a backup. Teams that rush quarterbacks into play, unless you're the overall number one pick, Burrow, Lawrence. I mean, those quarterbacks are special. So we know what works. Mahomes, great quarterback. I mean, think about it. But look at Brady, Drew Bledsoe, great quarterback. But look at the ones that go in right away. And it should be noted that Justin Herbert went in right away. It should be noted that he didn't have the greatest coach. But look at the playoff success. And some of this is Mahomes knocking great quarterbacks out like he did this year. But look, I mean, Josh Allen, quick. Snap game started right away. Got 1 AFC championship. 1. Justin Herbert can't get out of the wild card round. Again, should be noted that that is also on Brandon Staley. I'm just saying, couldn't get out of the wild card round. It matters. The NFC is packed with really, really not, I mean, the talent level in the NFC is small. So if you're a Bears or Commanders or Giants or Falcons, all those NFC teams, why not take a swing at a Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson or for the exception of the Bears, Justin Fields? I mean, I'm just saying, take a year. Let Kirk Cousins start. You can still draft a quarterback. Commanders are going to get Drake May. Let Drake May sit under Kirk Cousins for a while. Bring him back. Or Russell Wilson. I think that is very important. When you rush a quarterback in, Herbert, Russell Wilson, we know what we get. I mean, Herbert, Josh Allen, it's a struggle. I mean, Josh Allen's got great receivers. Herbert has a great offense, just not a good coach. Now he does, check. I'm just saying, I think that matters. The Giants, rush Daniel Jones in, can't get past the second round. Great running back, good coach. Good ownership. I think it matters. And I think if you're the Commanders or the Bears or the Titans or the Giants or the Falcons, look what Tennessee did. They let him sit under Tannehill. That was a great, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks we saw. I think it matters. Will Levis looks great. Did he not? Sat under Tannehill for a year. It doesn't always work. But if you have a great future Hall of Famer quarterback, or a good, very good quarterback, let him sit under. Russell Wilson, future Hall of Famer. Kirk Cousins, great, great quarterback, great legacy. Let him sit. I mean, what are you wasting, a year? Rookie quarterbacks never win the Super Bowl. Even in a weak NFC, they're not going to win a Super Bowl. I mean, I like Caleb Williams a lot. He's not winning the Super Bowl. I like Drake May a lot. He's not winning the Super Bowl. I mean, you saw what Penix, you saw what the Washington quarterback looked like in the championship. Very good. Round before that, against Texas, very good. He's not winning the Super Bowl. They never go to the Super Bowl. So you're wasting a year that you would have wasted anyway. I mean, you think the Bears are going to be great? The Commanders are going to be great? The Giants are going to be great? The Falcons are going to be great next year? I think the Falcons, out of any of those teams, have the best chance of making the playoffs. I don't think Chicago gets in. I don't think the Commanders get in. I don't think the Giants get in. So I don't think the Patriots get in. So you're already wasting 1 year. It's not like you're punting the season away. I mean, the only teams that are on this list, I think, that are going to draft a quarterback in the top nine that actually have a chance to make the playoffs are the Falcons. Bring in Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Still draft a quarterback, let him sit under it for a while. That's what the Chiefs did with Mahomes. That's what the Patriots did with Brady. I think it works. Doesn't always, but I think most of the time, you know what you get. It works. And that's, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens, but that's what I would do if I was the Bears, Commanders, Patriots, Giants, Falcons. Draft a quarterback, bring one in free agency. All right, so that was an interesting thing. I want to get to this. Wemby had a great game last night in the Spurs, all right? And, you know, this is what you're starting to lean towards a little bit. Look at the last few MVPs. Embiid, Jokic. I mean, you know, for whatever reason, there's Jokic, Embiid, Wemby, all from Europe. And they're winning MVPs. He's going to win Rookie of the Year. Wemby is not in the greatest organization right now in San Antonio. It's a rebuilding league. It's a rebuilding team. Okay. Embiid and Jokic on stacked rosters. Sixers are a second-round team. Denver, I think, is a championship contender. So I don't care. I don't pay attention to records. In 76ers, they should have a good record. Denver should have a good record. Those two are stacked. And more than likely, I would guess Jokic is going to win MVP, another player from Europe. That's what the league is trending towards. There's a lot of great young talent. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, look around the league. You have Luka and Embiid and Jokic. There's still a lot of great young talent, American players. Steph. You know, but if you look at what the league is trending towards, Wemby fits it. Giannis, another great example. Was he from Greek Freak, from Greece? That's what it's leaning towards. I mean, he's an incredibly talented player. I'm just saying, don't be surprised when Wemby wins Rookie of the Year and wins an MVP in 4 years. I mean, look at what he did last night. I mean, it was insane. A double-double or a triple-double as a rookie? I think the talent is getting better in the NBA, and I think it's trending towards worldwide. The NBA's always been worldwide. Japan, China, they love it. I'm just saying, it's amazing to me. I mean, that was as good as I've seen a rookie do in a long time. And going into the NBA draft, what did we say about Wemby? He's the biggest prospect since LeBron James. That's what he is. I mean, you could sit and you watch him play. It's amazing. And there was still look at that. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks. When was the last time that happened? It's been a while. I mean, that's crazy. 25.6. I mean, it's incredible what he's doing. I mean, think about that. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks. Unbelievable. And this is as a rookie in a bad organization. In a very bad organization that's rebuilding. I mean, they're still, don't get me wrong, but look at, I mean, that's the only reason they won. The Spurs won 122 to 99. That's why. There's a lot of great United States players. You know there is, because they win. They're going to win their gold this year in Paris. LeBron, AD, Steph Curry. I'm not denying. But if you look at the NBA, they're starting to get more international. They're starting to draw attention to international players. Jokic, Embiid, Wemby. I mean, even as LeBron was a great rookie, he didn't do this. And Cleveland, I think, you know, I mean, this is a, I mean, I like the coach, Pop, and I like Wemby. Outside of that, there's not much talent. This is a team that moved Murray, who Atlanta loves, and I just read a report the Hawks are planning on keeping Murray potentially over Trae Young. I'm just saying, this is what you're starting to see, more international players. That's not what you're getting in the NFL. That's not what you're getting in Major League Baseball. The NBA is starting to expand, and you're seeing it in real life. It's incredible to me to see, as a rookie, Wemby putting numbers up. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks, 5 assists. As a rookie. I mean, you know, you can say, well, Toronto's not that great. They're not. They're not that great. But you're starting to see a trend here. Embiid, Jokic, Luka, Wemby. I'm just saying. You're starting to get a nice balance of United States players and worldwide players. The NBA's always been a grabber of international. You know, I saw, that's one thing you don't talk about in the NFL, worldwide. And yet they're putting games in London. They're putting games in France and Germany and Mexico. But you're seeing a more worldwide NBA. China loves it. Japan loves it. You got a player from Greece, a player from France now. In the NBA. So it's always, you could say, well, it's always been kind of international players and worldwide players coming to the NBA. It has. But I think now more than ever. Luka, look at the last three MVPs, all international, all worldwide. Embiid, Jokic, Luka, now Wemby. All right. So I just thought that, wow, I saw that last night. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 10 blocks, 5 assists. Unbelievable. I think the talent in sports is getting better and better. Look at Mahomes. Look at Wemby. Look at Luka and Jokic. And, you know, Steph Curry, the greatest shooter of all time. I mean, you're seeing LeBron. You know, I think you're seeing a more talented. I think the talent in sports is getting better and better, and that's great news. All right. So, you know, Olympics coming up. I do think the United States wins gold. I mean, that they group of player, it's by far the best. I want to get to this. So coming up here on the Carson's Court Show, you know, the NBA. I got another NBA story to talk about, and NFL story to talk about, and I have my top five best teams in the NBA. I will do it every Tuesday, so that's coming up on the show. So another NFL story and top five. Best teams in the NBA. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Truly a great company. Check them out today. More than just music, Creative Music Entertainment Plus. Check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net. That was www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment. Check them out today. Check them out today, Creative Music Entertainment. All right. So I have another NFL story involving the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Could they go back to back to back? That would be the first team in NFL history to do so. I'll talk about that next in my top five best teams in the NBA. Don't go anywhere. It's the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back in beautiful Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Cards of Court Show. Still to come, my top five best teams in the NBA. So I want to talk about this for a second. So people are asking, could the Chiefs three-peat? They asked Patrick Mahomes about this. Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about Kansas City. What would it mean to the Chiefs if they three-peated?
What would three straight mean to you? And I'll have another question, Ted.
Yeah, no, it's legendary. I mean, just to be able to, no one's ever done it. And we knew it's legendary to win back-to-back. I think eight other teams have done it. We had heard it all week. We had talked to the guys about it, and we felt like we had the best opportunity that we had ever had to go out there and do that. And I fell short the year before. And so, I mean, all you could do is come back next year with a fresh mindset, knowing it's going to be even harder. We got to continue to play our best football. We'll celebrate these next few weeks, and then we'll get right back at it.
That was Patrick Mahomes, and what would it mean for the Chiefs to three-peat? And, you know, I thought about this today. So the Patriots, you know, they just had to go through the Steelers. There was good teams in the AFC. They weren't great. There was two great teams in the AFC through most of the teams. It was the Steelers and Patriots. That was it. You know, you look at through dynasties, most dynasties, there's one to two other great teams. This is the last 3 years in the AFC have been the greatest the AFC's ever been. I mean, think about it. Bills are pretty good. Bengals are good. Ravens were great. The Steelers have a great defense. The Browns are better. You know, even in the Dolphins, a lot of people thought that was one of the best offenses in history. Jacksonville is good. Houston now has Rookie of the Year. C.J. Stroud, he's going to be good. You know, you start Colts. I think they're going to be a viable team next year. You really start looking at the AFC, there's only one or two, three bad teams in it. That's it. I mean, the whole AFC North is good. I think the Jets will be better. I mean, it's incredible. Kansas City doesn't have a receiving core. The best receiver they have is Rice. That's it. I mean, they have that is a bad offense outside of Pacheco, the running back, Patrick Mahomes, and the tight end. That's it. I mean, the Matt Nagy's done a heck of a job. Mahomes have done a great job. And yet they're winning Super Bowls in the toughest AFC in history. So this isn't like most dynasties that just have to get through one or two really great teams, like the Patriots. I mean, they're winning games, and they're winning games without a receiving core in the toughest AFC in history. The fact that they're even in the conversation, and I think they should be, and I think they got a good shot at going back to the Super Bowl next year. And the Chargers are going to be better with Jim Harbaugh, and yet they have the second best odds to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it's incredible. So yeah, I think a three-peat would be, if you start thinking about three-peat, these are three tough Super Bowls they've had to win without a receiving core, within the toughest the AFC's ever been. It's incredible, and it's not going away. They're going to win more. I think they got a good shot at next year. I mean, San Francisco is not going to do a ton to rebuild, and they have the number one odds right now to win the Super Bowl. And outside of that, the rest of the teams, no one's going to get significantly better unless you're the Chargers, I think, or the Jets. Or the Colts. I mean, it's incredible. And Mahomes is winning Super Bowls. Brady just had to get through Ben and whatever the NFC, whoever won the NFC, a Falcon team or an Eagle team. I mean, Mahomes just beat arguably the best roster and most talented roster, certainly in the last 5 or 6 years. Definitely the most talented roster, I think, in the last 5 or 6 years. And he beat him in the Super Bowl without a receiving core. I mean, that's incredible. I think a 3-peat would mean that they're one of the best dynasties, if not certainly a top three dynasty in history. And I think they got a good shot at it. So, I mean, you can find that video on ESPN, the app, or the website. But that was Mahomes talking about what a 3-peat would mean. It would mean huge in the toughest AFC in history. It's incredible. So, I mean, I'm incredible. So coming up, my top five best teams in the NBA. It's the Carson Court Show in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the Carson's Court Show in Virginia Beach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. My top five best teams in the NBA. Let's do it. Number five, I have the Nuggets. I think they're a good team. I like the roster. I feel like they lost a little bit of outside shooting, but this is a good team. Five, I have the Denver Nuggets. Number four, the Clippers. This is the Clippers. this is the best chance they've had in years to win a championship. I mean, I like the roster. They're certainly winning games, and I just think this is a really talented Clipper team. Put the Clippers at four. Number three, I have to put the Cleveland Cavaliers. I like Cleveland a lot, and they're winning. This is the hottest they've been in a long time. They just lost. But look, they're winning games, and that's what, you know, what do you want? You want winning games. I like the roster. Donovan Mitchell's been great, and this is a really good Cavalier team. Number three, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number two, the Thunder. I like the Thunder a lot. I really do. Number two, keep your eye on OKC, the Thunder. Number one, the Celtics. This is the best team in the NBA. And you know, I like the Celtics a lot. You know, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I like what they did with Porzingis. You know, Drew Holiday was a great addition. So the Celtics, I like the coach. They're very deep. They're very good. They're going to win you a lot of games. They're going to win some playoff series, and the Celtics are a good team. Number one, the Celtics. So the two, I would put Timberwolves at six. They didn't quite make the top five. I do like the Timberwolves. I need to see a little bit more from the Timberwolves. So the T-Wolves at six, and I would put the Bucks at seven. New York would be eight. So there you go. Those are the three that didn't quite make it yet. They're close. I mean, T-Wolves are really close. Bucks and New York Knicks. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening to the Carson's Court Show today. For the final time, we are live in Virginia Beach. We will talk tomorrow. Hope everyone has a great day. We are live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. It's the Carson's Court Show. I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown or intro song by Europe. Thanks and have a great day, everyone. Carson's Court Show live in Virginia Beach. Make sure you tell everyone you know about the Carson's Court Show, a sports show that keeps you updated on the current sports.